Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live on the road as it is stop six of our crawfish circuit. And as Reggie said, we are here at the Big Ben Tavern in Sugar Land. If you've been near where the Space Cowboys play, right in that area down Highway 6. So come on out and have a good time. As hey, they've got crawfish here that you can get. Right now, and I'm telling you, it looks tasty. It looks tasty. They've got multiple different, as we said, flavors and ways you can go. You want real good heat, or you want it just kind of regular, or want a little pizzazz to it? You can get that here as well, and you could be our grand winner. All you got to do is sign your name up and check out our QR code, and you can have a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year from Bud Light, Budweiser as well. So come do your thing. It's going to be a good time out here as always. And Clint, we're here. And Clint, you was out there at a nice, comfortable event. Not sweating yet. Not Tyler put on shorts weather yet today. But you was out there and saw the rookies firsthand today.
Yeah. But before we get there, let me Big Ben's Tavern here. Let's any place. You know, we talk about wings, and if the celery's cold and crispy, you got a good wing spot. I don't know what this necessarily means other than just quality, but they make their own fried okra here, boys.
Oh.
And I just smashed me a little bowl of fried okra, and I'm telling you. It's the real deal.
Oh, damn, you did smash it.
I didn't even offer you any, man. I'm sorry. During the technical difficulties we were having at the station, I went ahead and hammered them. The fried okra is great, and so I look when that is the case, they typically are pretty good across the menu. So
you can shoot down some fried okra. Yeah, man, the menu looks good. Even if you want bugs or you may want to go in a different direction, fried okra's there. The menu looks really good. So get on down here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And you can hang out with us and have fun, have some good drinks, have some crawfish, some bugs, and hang out and do your thing with us as we always do on this day. All right, so I don't know. I know Sean was there, and I thought Sean Pendergast was going to call in within the loop. Not sure of it, but I know from you that's the first. You're the first I have heard anything about what you got to see from the rookie minicamp. Now again. We want to preference this, and I'm going to do it right now because I know, Clinton Tyler, even if we say this, that there are going to be people in there, oh, it's just a rookie minicamp, it's day one. Listen, anything we're saying, we understand this ain't the end-all, be-all. This is just the first time we got to lay our eyes on many guys for the first time. The rookies, Nick Cayley, some of the other guys of the staff, we understand that. So, listen, everything we comment on, we're not sitting here saying it's the end of the world. But, Clint, you got to see all of these guys, these young rookies from Higgins to Ursary to Noel, or to Noel, Marks Reed. You got to see, lay your eyes on these guys for the first time. What kind of stuck out to you player-wise?
Well, first of all, it was a beautiful day out there, and it's good to be back on the turf and watching the guys, you know, practice ball and turn dirt, if you will. It was beautiful. It was a good day. I think, you know, again, positioning wise, it's hard to the way where they ask these guys to where they're doing their drills. Sometimes it's hard to get any kind of fair look of what the hell's going on. The offensive line, defensive line is on the other end of the field. It's just not. There's nothing you can take from it. Now, for me, I spent a lot of time watching the wide receivers, obviously, and I've been trying to think of a comp since looking at it. I know there was. I know Jaden Higgins was comped early on to Nico Collins, and that may end up working out, you know, accurately. I don't know, but for me, I see a longer, rangier wide receiver than Nico Collins. I think Nico's play style is different than his size. You know what I mean? Than his length. He's a big dude that plays a kind of more of an all around wide receiver. Good route runner. You know, great hands. You know, great run after catch. Hard to tackle kind of thing. Can outrun you when need be. He looks like a guy that plays the game a little bit more. The longer, rangier dudes. The Devontae Adams is a good one. Kind of the way he plays. He seems like he plays. His arms seem like they're 10 foot long when he's catching balls that are outside his catch window, if you will, his catch radius.
They got him listed at 6'4", 216 is what they have Higgins listed as.
Yeah, that, I mean, and he doesn't look 216. He looks leaner and longer. But and I don't say that negatively. I mean, that's a positive. It's a good way to compliment Nico Collins.
Because I said to you, Higgins, you said not that he doesn't play as physical. Doesn't come off.
Well,
as
I don't know how physical he plays. We'll see how physical he plays at this level. But he strikes me as a player that plays longer. Again, the bigger, rangier catch window that you see in some of these taller athletes nowadays, the T. Higgins of the world. I said Devontae Adams. I mean, obviously, we're talking about one of the best in the game there, so that's probably a little bit unfair. But, you know, you remember the Pittsburgh Steeler wide receivers back in the day that were real rangy, just long, thin, and long striders. He looks more like that, and I don't know that I see that when I see Nico. I know that the tangibles, the measurables will tell you that he's longer and rangier, but I think Nico plays, and again, this is a compliment, I think Nico plays more like a 6'2 receiver that can run routes and that does really everything well. I don't know where Higgins is going to fit on, you know, sense of a route runner and catching the 50-50 ball and going up and beating NFL defensive backs, but he looks like a rangier athlete than anybody that we've had in uniform in a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the one you wanted. I saw a video of him, and it was like, ooh, that's a big dude that looks the part, right? The size that they bring with him on the outside and Nico on the outside, that is. Now, again, we hadn't seen this offense, and obviously that was Bobby Slowick, and there may be some change to it. We hadn't seen them utilize big size that much with receivers. We've seen them more utilize the move guys, the shiftier guys like Tank and Stephon Diggs, and then you could even throw Mechie into that a bit. But it'll be interesting to see those two big dudes on the outside to see how they attack.
You just got some complementary skill sets at the wide receiver position. I think, assuming they want to go that way, I think you got a couple of guys in Nico and Higgins that are legit outside true prototypical outside receivers that give you an advantage in size. Now Nico obviously brings more than that to the table. But the Jalen Noel kid, you know, there's not a lot you could see today to really tell exactly what he's going to bring to the table. I will echo what Nick Caserio said. He does appear to be sturdier built than your average, I would say, slot wide receiver. He does appear to run better than a guy that you would just couch immediately into, hey, this is a slot receiver and he can't play outside.
Yeah.
There is, we talked about the Steve Smith senior. You know, his little thicker build and the way he played with that chip on his shoulder. I can see watching Jalen Noel move. I can see where that comp probably came from. I have a hard time seeing Nico in Higgins, but I can definitely see the build and the way that Steve Smith moves in Noel. Jalen Smith, the cornerback, I didn't get to see a whole lot. When it's a one-man drill, like him and Woody Marks were the only corner and the only running back out there. So, I mean, they're resting more than they're working, to be honest with you. Hard to see anything there. I will say this kid here, Jalen Reed, this safety, listed as a safety, 6 foot 215 out of Penn State. More of a thumper, I think, more of a in-the-box safety. You know, he could end up being a hybrid linebacker. He's big enough. He looks significantly heavier than 212, and he may very well be heavier than 212. They may have, since they drafted him, started saying, hey, boy, we're gonna put some weight on you. And you're going to be one of these nickel linebackers, or you're going to be a linebacker in D'Amico's crew. I told you, I watched guess what's the kid from Arkansas that was at San Francisco, just went to Denver.
Oh, Greenlaw.
I watched Dre Greenlaw, was a safety in high school, moved a linebacker in college, was an undersized linebacker in college. D'Amico took him, and he really, really, really flourished in San Francisco. But that is one cat that he looks like a linebacker. He don't look like a safety. I double-checked my list two or three different times to make sure I was looking at the right kid, and this is supposed to be a safety. This ain't no, he ain't no safety in this league. He's a smaller linebacker that you hope moves better than most. So, you know, I think player wise, Ron, that's where I'm at. Graham Mertz, the quarterback that they picked up late, is still hobbled with a knee injury. Big brace. You can tell he's not full go yet. He's not letting it go.
People talking about 079 look big.
Ariante Ursery looked big, yes, but again, I was never close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I want to do with him today was I wanted to get close enough to where you can see, is this a big soft body that you worry about with injuries, that you worry about? I mean, has he been working out, or is it, he appears to be a big, thick, I mean, well built human being. So I don't think you're going to run into any of those issues. But beyond that,
he looks like a tackle.
Yeah, he looks like a tackle. He looks like a big tackle, a big physical tackle. He doesn't just look like a tackle. Some of those tackles, you know, even like Titus, and even Blake Fisher. You know, those guys, they don't look like that up top, that they're that physical of players and that strong of players. They look like a more agile offensive lineman. He looks like, you know, up top, that he's got a little something more to him than just an athletic offensive lineman.
He looked like he had a neck roll, but I know he didn't have one.
I did not notice it.
He just looked like, just walking, he looked like he got a neck roll. Yeah. Like
now,
something added back then.
I mentioned yesterday, Ron, I thought that there's, you know, there are some non-rookies that were out there today. There was two of them in Keaton Slovis, the quarterback out of BYU that spent time at USC, that kind of bounced all over the place. And the other one was Ladarius Henderson, where that name may sound familiar because Nick Caserio spoke about him.
Yeah, said he changed his body big time.
He was the one guy, he was one of the handful of guys that, beyond D'Amico, that Nick Caserio pointed out had really worked on their body in the offseason. He was a late-round pick out of Michigan last year and was injured. He definitely, now he's a guard, which is a beautiful thing. He jumped, you know, assuming he can, you know, make a, at least be in the competition. He looks the part. I mean, he looks like a grown ass man. There's no doubt about it. And now, look, he's out there amongst a bunch of rookies, but he's a big, good looking dude as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is, that, you know, as much as you can get out of that. Out of seeing those cats for the first time, you know, it's always going to be a thing of like, hey, they're not in pads, and like you said, it's a rookie mini camp, so they're limited, so it's only about a few of these dudes out there.
But you, a lot of times, and not necessarily with the second round pick, but a lot of times you'll get these receivers out there that are just, you know, tangible picks or tangible pickups, you know, that can run and jump, and they look good, but then, boy, they're just not natural catchers of the football. Both of these guys are super, super natural catchers of the football. It's second nature, which it should be for a second and third round pick. But, you know, that's not a worry. Very, very fluid in their routes. Woody Marks, again, super natural catcher of the football. bigger than I thought. I mean,
you said that when you came in, he was a little bit bigger than.
Well, I've never seen him in person. I've only seen him on tape. I've only seen him on TV, and you know, he moves like he is a third down back. He moves and catches the ball out of the backfield in that air raid offense like he is a smaller back. And when you see him in person, he's definitely a guy. He's not Joe Mixon. He's not that big, but he's a bigger, thicker guy that can definitely handle the number two running back. So I guess where I'm going with it is that it looks like Woody Marks is, assuming mentally he can handle it, he's going to be able, just based on his tangibles, to be the number two back that can relieve Joe Mixon a little bit, as well as you know, potentially a third down back whenever he's ready that can obviously catch the ball out of the backfield and be a threat there as well. So a lot of good to see today. And again, I'm excited to be back on the field and watching these guys get after it.
Well, all right. This is the thing. See, I want to give ample time for this, Tyler, because I want to hear, because the number one thing that I wanted to hear about was kind of what does the coaching staff look like? How does that feel now with the tyrant, Bobby Slowick, out of there, Hal up out of there from Happy Gilmore, with him up out of there, how does this feel? How does this look? As we heard a lot, it felt like there was maybe not enough delegation, a lot of control things. How is the feel now when you have a guy like Nick Caley running the show as opposed to Bobby Slowick? And this is the first opportunity, the first chance to be able to see that. And that's what I want to get to. I want to get to that. So I want to hear what Clint's thoughts are coming up next on what he saw, getting his first glimpse on not just the players, but for his first glimpse on, I think, maybe the biggest move that they made in the offseason, that's bringing in Nick Caley, the new offensive coordinator. So we'll do that as we continue here live. Again, we are live here at the Big Ben Tavern here in Sugar Land. Make your way on out here. We'll be here from 2 to 6. I think the Bud Light girls will be here soon. And you got a chance to do some winning here. If you're in the building, you haven't signed your name and put it in our raffle box, you can still do that at this point right now. So we'll continue that and get our thoughts and get Clint's thoughts on what he saw from Nick Caley today. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Live from Big Ben Tavern in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live on The Drive and live here at Big Ben Tavern, and having a good time here on this beautiful Friday as we are on stop 6 of our crawfish circuit.
Six of them already,
six
huh?
Six of them, baby. That's right, six of them here. And you got a chance to come on out and have a good time and enter enter not only our grand prize for a chance to win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser Bud Light free for a year, or you can also enter and win $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors that we're hooking somebody up with on a gift card each and every hour. So you can do that. Have a good time out there, out here as well. The mud bugs are flying around. I already see a couple of orders out right now, and you can come on out and get you some as well, as I'm sure
this
Clint's on his way
live
to get some. Yes, Tyler might get him some too at some point.
We're talking about crawfish, right? I made a mistake.
Yeah, well, I guess Tyler might get some of that too.
Well, I made a mistake.
What'd you do?
I wore a white T-shirt.
I know you did. I was wondering that.
I noticed that.
Even though I'm looking around, my two guys that got crawfish, one's got a khaki shirt on, one's got a white shirt on. I guess we all just going to push the limits, man. Take the risk today. Say the hell with it.
As long as nobody's wearing gloves.
And white shoes.
We don't have any gloves on yet.
And white shoes. And white jeans.
Well, yeah, I'm going to keep them under the table. I've already spilled water on them, so it don't matter.
I will say this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Shirt here is it's been around a minute.
Oh yeah, no, it's been worked out a time or two.
Yeah, it's been around a minute. I think you'd be all right.
Yeah, it's my familiar shirt, my Texans familiar shirt. Yeah, I mean, I stop and folks, hey man, where you get the T-shirt at? Where you get that T-shirt at? Man, this talking point right here around these parts.
Is it? There you go.
Yeah.
All right. This is what I want to hear. I want to hear about. Yes, it's nice to hear about the players at rookie camp, but this is also the first time we got to see Nick Caley in this role. And I know it's just, you know, one practice, one rookie mini camp practice that they were out there, what, about an hour or so? I know it's that. What did you get a different feel from the staff and how the offense is looking, how it's going to be run from the coaching staff? Did you get a different feel from the Nick Caley ran offense from the Bobby Slowick one?
No, I didn't get that. No, what I didn't get I got a group effort is what I got out of today. I had to ask which one was Nick Caley first of all. Just, and I only say that to say that it was there. It wasn't obvious that, hey man, that guy right there is running the show out here on the offensive side. I expected when it all came together for it to. For Nick to stick out and you know, typically the OC does that. Typically that's what happens. It was kind of a mixed bag. I would say that Gerard Johnson, you know, being the quarterback coach, is doing most of the communication, which is fine. Which you know, the you would rather CJ Stroud be there doing it, but it's a rookie minicamp and he obviously can't do that. So somebody's got to be on the ones and twos, and it looked more like Gerard Johnson was on that, a little bit more in charge of that.
Really? So delegation.
Yeah, look, I think we've said this before. You know, I think, and Nick Caserio and company has said this multiple times, of, you know, it's a group effort. It's, you know, it's more about energy, it's more about a vibe. It's more about, you know, the connection. What is the word that they keep using? Connecting with the group. It's not, connection is not the right, but you get my point. Is you know, being able to communicate with these guys, and you can't really see much of that from a one rookie mini camp, and you can't see much of that from distance like we are. It just, I will say the one thing that, you know, that I look for in those situations, in any situations, is when the group comes together. You know, I probably expected to see a little bit more of Nick Caley. You know. Not on the ones and twos of what's going on, who's doing what exactly are we doing here? You know, with the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers, and I don't think that really that didn't seem like it stuck out much.
Yeah, because I that's what I want. The energy is what I heard. It was, you know, what I was waiting to see, the energy of, you know, just a different vibe and feel from him. That's what we've been hearing a lot of.
Well, yeah, that's the lead, right? Is about this energy with Nick Caley. Yeah, I didn't hear or see or feel any of that. I think Ben McDaniel was closest to us, the wide receivers coach, and he was coaching his ass off. You know, I greatly appreciate when a coach is out there. I don't necessarily need my guys to wear cleats like a lot of guys are doing nowadays, but the thought that they're out there sweating their tail off, they're leaving it all on the field kind of thing. Ben McDaniel's doing that. I know it's a rookie minicamp, but he's getting the most out of it. He had three guys out there, an undrafted rookie out of Minnesota, and then the two receivers that we drafted out of Iowa State, and he was getting it in now.
There you go. Well, we'll see. Maybe that's just day one. That's a big thing is to expect a different vibe and feel from the Nick Caley ran thing. The only thing that you did say, we heard that Bobby Slowick was running everything. Everything was running through Bobby Slowick, and we also heard that Gerard Johnson, we heard it from CJ himself, that Gerard Johnson's role is going to increase, that he will maybe have more leeway as a quarterback coach. Remember we said he's going to have more responsibility. What's more responsibility for a quarterback's coach? It sounds like, as you said, he was more hands-on when it came to running stuff. So maybe that's the difference.
Which, you know, when you got a guy like Gerard Johnson, why not? I mean, he's comfortable communicating. He's communicated his entire life in a sense of whether you're throwing individual drills or you're working a group drill. So let the guy that's done it his whole life that understands the offense like the back of his hand. It doesn't surprise me at all that Gerard Johnson was, you know, appeared to be the one kind of on the ones and twos and calling what was going on here. Yeah. It's definitely going to be, you know, again, what Nick has been saying from jump is, you know, more of a collaborative effort. It's not, you know, one guy telling everybody what to do, and that's exactly what it looked like, I think.
So we see a difference. We see a difference from what Bobby Slowick was doing there. So Nick Caley, first time getting to see Nick Caley out there in the first practice, and sure, obviously, much, much more as rookie minicamp rolls on, OTAs rolls on. We'll see much more into training camp as well. All right, get on out here. Bugs good? They good? There we go. My man, thumbs up. And everybody stayed clean, Clint. There you go.
So far.
Just takes one. I'm telling you, boy. I know me, man. I've taken out a couple of shirts on this call.
I get real aggressive sucking them heads, man. It gets messy.
Well, you're going to have to get in your stance. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to get in your stance.
Fair.
There you go. You know what it is. You got your white shirt on and your white shoes. All right, coming up. This one's going to be tough for you, Clint. This is one of your faves, man. But we got to address this as the Astros get ready to open up this series at home against the Reds. We got to address something, somebody, coming up next right here live on the Drive.
Live from Big Ben Tavern in Sugarland. It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. At the end of this segment, if you're in the building, we are going to hook somebody up with a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you're in the building, you might want to sign your name and put it in that raffle box because as soon as this segment ends, we will call our first winner. So come on up and get your name in there. We're doing that each and every hour, $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So make your way out here. It's a Friday. It's getting close to the weekend, and this is a good place to start it. Watch the Astros here a little bit later. There are TVs all over the place. Some NBA playoffs, if you so choose. TVs all over the place. Drinks all over the place. And they're doing a great job here, so come hang out with us until 6 o'clock. By the way, Clint, I started old Happy Face last night.
What'd you think?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
How many episodes did you get in?
Two.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If it's pretty good after two,
there's a 1-2 punch too. Yeah, yeah.
If it's pretty good after two, you're gonna be hooked. In a couple more seconds. Hooked where you may have a hard time going to bed.
I feel like they're trying to get me to dislike the husband, but I completely understand where he's coming from. Early.
Oh yeah. Oh no. He's a man now. He's a good man.
I completely see where it's coming from. I feel like, but no, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. Yeah, Dennis Quaid's a nut. I had to
plays a good serial killer. I don't know if that's a good thing. he plays a good serial killer, and the other old boy plays a really good racist white man. Old white man.
Oh, see, I hadn't run into him yet.
The head detective or whatever, the attorney general or
I just ran into him a little bit. Yeah, tell him take all this tape down.
Yeah, yeah, he
gonna say my kid draws happy faces a lot too. Does that mean he did it?
Well, you'll see what I'm talking about down the road. But that old boy, him and what's the old boy out of? Is it Varsity Blues or not Varsity Blues? What's the football movie where he's the old coach, Coach Kilmer?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Varsity Blues.
Those two guys seem to.
You mean Angelina Jolie's daddy's in this?
No, he's not in that. No, but there's a couple of old white actors that always seem to fall in that role of the old racist cop or old racist coach or the old man that.
Hey, who's the guy? Who's the guy, Tyler from Full Metal Jacket? He slides in there too.
Oh yeah, RIP.
I think his name's Robert E. Lee. Is his no. name is
something
about like
the
that.
Sergeant?
Yeah,
that dude. Yeah, he's done it. He's done it. Yeah, he's there. There's a
choke
there's a
yourself.
Few. Yeah. Don't even. Yeah. Don't grab my hand. You choke yourself. Yeah. No, but it's good. It's good. I saw what you're coming from. I saw. They got me. They got me on. I meant to just watch one. And then they folded me in, you know, the guitar pick had me sit up. They folded me in, and I got in there. I'm like, oh, man, this thing, in my mind, I'm thinking, this is about to ruin their whole marriage.
I'm going to tell you, you watch a lot more TV than I have, I think. I mean, given your movie watching stuff. I've never seen a movie or a show like that you – there's so many twists and turns there's so that you don't see coming. So many just little things that shift the whole show.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. R. Lee Emery. Yeah, that's right. That was his name. Someone texted in, what show is this? I want to watch it. Happy Face. Happy Face is on Paramount
yep.
Plus. Slide in there and do your thing. No, it's pretty good. It's not too bad. All right. something that has not been pretty good. I'm thinking about the conversation we had yesterday, Clint, about Jake Myers, and you saying, "Yeah, Jake is putting himself in a position to where he potentially may end this whole platoon situation in center field, putting himself in a position where he has really done what I think they have dreamt for him to do, what they have set him up to do, which is take over the center field spot."
Jake with the rake.
And it's made me just really get to a point, Clint. As I saw this going into the game, the last game they played, Chaz McCormick at bats today will be his first since April 28th.
Who?
he had hit. Like, Tyler, you're just playing
that. According to Tyler, it's mid-May, right?
Yeah, mid-May.
I'm not
Tyler,
react,
he's
Tyler.
Not. This music is never coming back, Tyler. I am.
I like it, though.
I know it, but I'm convinced. It's just not coming back. By the way, he went 0 for 3 with a K in that game. And I'm serious. We've talked around this a little bit, but fellas, and people on the text line, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, jump in. How did this happen to him?
You'll come at me about white boy Jay.
How did this?
Boy, it was fun while it lasted.
But honestly, how did this happen? In 2023, he hit .273, .353 on base percentage, .489 slug, 22 homers, 70 RBIs, and then he had 19 stolen bases. And now he just goes a week and a half without playing. And nobody is saying, boy, you need to put him in. Jake has passed him up by a mile. Zach DiCenzo has passed him up. Everybody has passed him up. How did this – anybody have any ideas? And Tyler, Dusty's whatever dessert that it is, Dusty gets him.
Banana pudding.
That is not a real reason. You stop it before you even bring that to the table.
Well,
how did this occur with Chaz McCormick that he is just, I mean, it's over.
It's not ideal.
Well, look, I think he's been handed a raw deal. I understand where a player could get sideways here. Jake Myers was a bigger prospect than he ever thought about being, so they were going to push Jake, and Jake was going to be the guy. Now you got Cam Smith. Cam's a bigger prospect than him.
So right.
Cam's going to be in right field, and it's. I think the not like the year you just rattled off would say this is my starting center fielder moving forward. He's our guy. It's sealed and delivered. He's our guy. And I think when it came around and it said, "Nah, we're going to rotate this thing again. It's going to be a competition."
No, you're right.
I think he responded to that competition. He responded to the adversity in a poor way. And I think the coaches know it. I think the team, I think the coaches feel it. And I think his performance as we watch now is starting to show it.
I mean, you brought that's a great point. It's not only that he had the World Series run, that playoff run leading into that 2023 season where, as you said, that's the guy.
Yep.
And so he had the playoff run, he had the memorable moments, he had a home run at Yankee Stadium, he had the catch against the Phillies, he was pretty productive, swinging the bat. And that run to winning the World Series, and then the next year he had that year, and then that season after that, Jake Myers started in center field, and he was on the bench.
We were doing a live broadcast talking about it on opening day. Remember, yes. Like, how in the hell is this happening?
What is going on?
And you're right. I think it seems like that moment.
Yep.
That moment, it seemed like it was a, well, God, what else do I have to do? Yeah. And as you said, right, it went the wrong direction of how he handled it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, and a lot of times he may have handled it professionally in terms of in the organization by not forcing his way out or not quitting ultimately or telling him to trade him.
Continuing to smile.
Right, just continuing to be a good guy. He may have handled it right, but it strikes me as – once that happened, the man, what do I have to do to get the respect I deserve around here? And we've heard Chaz McCormick. We've heard him in interview settings, not not step too far out on a limb, but we've heard him step out on a limb and basically say, "Yeah, man, I'm frustrated," or "Yeah, I don't understand what's going on," or so. Yeah, look, it wouldn't shock me one bit. It you got to be a hell of and I'm not there, but you got to be a hell of a guy to go out there and do what he did at the big league level in those moments with the Astros, and then go, "Yeah, I'm going to take a back seat to Jake Meyers, and I'm going to be okay with it." Now, one would say, "Hey, he's still on the team. He's still getting run here and there." But you got to be a hell of a man not to let that impact you.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I'd have been pissed off too. But damn, it took him to move out. Text line coming through. He's a head case. Jake is the better athlete. Chaz has been okay this year. He's hitting 250 in limited time. He may just be fine again. But Jake's playing out of his mind right now. Chaz had maybe it was the eye injury that he had.
The back injury, the eye injury. There were several little knick-knack injuries that knocked him out too.
But I think there was probably an issue for Chaz in the thinking of he's not getting the same deal that Pena got or that Jake got of the, "Hey, man, dude, you don't have to worry about nothing. You have shown us that you deserve this job." Like, I think he should have got this. "You've shown us that you deserve this spot. And, hey, man, you might hurt your back lifting weights for some odd reason. You might have a little eye thing or whatever. But you come back, you are the center fielder. You're the guy." And instead, he had to watch. Listen, I don't care what Chaz says. This Jake Meyers that is playing right now is a different Jake Meyers that had been playing the previous couple of years. There is no way in hell that Chaz McCormick didn't look and say, "That dude has done that, and I've done this, and I don't have the spot."
Yeah,
but look, there's no way human nature that's not a part.
Well, look, as an Astros fan, I mean, look, all joking aside, I like to have a little fun with the white boy Chaz stuff, and it was fun while it lasted. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see it coming back. As an Astros fan, I just want a productive center fielder. And here's the deal: if Jake Meyers goes out there for the Jake Meyers fan club. If Jake Meyers goes out there and puts up remotely close to the numbers that Chaz McCormick did in 2023, he said?
Yep, 2023.
Then as Astros fans, we're going to be absolutely stoked. I mean, that's the key, ultimately. If Jake Meyers goes out there and puts up those kind of numbers and is viewed as one of the – with his defense, as highly regarded as his defense is, if he swings a bat that well, he's going to be a top five or six center fielders in baseball. So, again, if Jake puts up – Chaz McCormick 2023 numbers, then we as fans, we got to be, I mean, stoked through the roof.
Yeah, we'll see if that occurs. Chaz, man, and Tyler, I'm sorry, man, you ain't get to play that music no more. I don't think that's coming anymore.
We'll figure out another one. It is time to, it ain't coming back. White boy Chaz, play that funky music. White boy's
no
dead.
I'm not giving up. No.
Tyler, I mean, you're not putting a nail in the coffin on Chaz McCormick?
Nope.
He's not going to get enough opportunities.
I will not.
I mean, you done tabbed D's nuts. I mean, you got to start playing that song or something. Hell, he's getting a run where Chaz can't even get off the bench. Chaz over at DJing on the bench.
If Jake had to go on IL, and I'm hoping he doesn't. But if Jake had to go on IL, are you so sure it's Chaz?
No, I'm not. I don't think it would be.
In them lungs.
I don't
know.
I don't know.
I think it's Dubon and it's Brendan Rodgers at second.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, I don't know how much truth to it because I didn't see it with my own eyes, but there were reports out there. Wasn't there reports that Cam Smith was taken seriously? I'm dead serious. That Cam Smith was working in center field.
And again, I
want
to say, I'm not. Chaz has not played in a way that he deserves. He deserves it right now.
Yeah, nobody's saying fair. That.
Maybe we'll just move Altuve over to center, you know, just shuffle it up a bit.
All right, man, we're trying to have a serious conversation. Okay, what do you got? Forrest Whitley starting game one of the playoffs as well? Is that what you got? Is he healthy yet?
That'd be the bad spot.
Is he playing catch on flat ground yet?
I'm a real boy.
He's got a swollen knee, man. He's all right.
No, he ain't all right. That swollen knee's on Forrest. All right, coming up as we continue here at the Big Ben Tavern here in Sugar Land. Make your way out here. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. This is going to be the conversation of the summer and the offseason concerning the Houston Rockets, and we got to discuss that coming up next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.